It's Mindset Monday, coming at you with energetic and tactical tips to help you level up your life and your week. Let's get it. Did you know we're in the midst of the Great Resignation? 4.3 million Americans left their jobs in August without seeking a new one. If you want to become a corporate dropout like me, but you need help creating an exit plan, I can help. Whether you need corporate exit coaching, business coaching, or you're seeking help to step into the best version of yourself, I'd love to connect with you. Listeners of the Corporate Dropout Podcast can book a complimentary discovery call with me. Visit alessiacitro.com/dropout. That's alessiacitro.com/dropout to book your free coaching call today. Hello, friends. Today's Mindset Monday episode is going to be what I think for many people will be a much needed pep talk and reminder that we need to rise above our external circumstances. I'm going to tell you why you want to be fire kindling instead of a wet log, and I'll give you some tactical takeaways of things you can do today to get that fire burning. Today is January 17th, 2022, and many of us came into the new year with high hopes, particularly that the last 2 years of pandemic hell would be over and that we could go back to normal, whatever that means anymore. And unfortunately, that is not what has happened thus far. Many of us, including me, have had our kids' schools closed due to COVID exposures. Many of us have been sick, or we've had a family member get sick in the last couple of weeks too. And it feels like 2020 3.0, which is depressing. On top of that, there's plenty in the world to feel despair over, whether it's your car costing $100 to fill up with gas, empty shelves, or any of the other distressing current events that are taking place. Now, I don't want to be an ostrich, a doomsdayer, or a Pollyanna about things. And I know it can be really hard to find that right balance between being informed and being a complete worrywart. So what am I doing? Because I've not found that perfect balance. I am focusing on my businesses, my family, and the four walls of my home, and myself, because that is what I can control. And I'm tuning out the rest as much as possible because it will do me no good to be tuned in. I really don't believe it's possible in this day and age to watch the news and not have your frequency lowered as a result. And since we all know like attracts like, I want to protect my energy and stay high vibe so that I can attract the people, opportunities, and circumstances that I desire. Now, I don't want to become a wet log. And I got to give a shout out to my friend Carly Ahern for giving me the idea for this topic today on wet logs. Picture a wet log for a moment. A log that's been submerged in the water, it's heavy, it's weighed down, and it's really not good for much of anything. Wet wood can't be used to build anything, and it also can't be used to create a fire. The wet wood just sits there and rots. And this is what our external world can do to us if we let it. It can make us wet logs. So let's expand on this a little bit more. What else from the external world can turn us into a wet log? How about living according to expectations of others instead of for our own authentic desires? Or how about being so far out of alignment that every day feels like a dreadful groundhog day? Or how about being a constant consumer instead of the creative being that you are at your core? Or how about energy vampires in your family or friend circle that are doing nothing for you or your life? Or how about negative self-talk? Or how about staying comfortable and safe at the cost of staying small? All of these things make you take on water, not in a good way. And if you're a wet log, you are incapable of catching fire. You are incapable of being used to build what can serve, inspire, or make the world a better place. So today, I challenge you to create and maintain the boundaries that you need that will get you closer to your dream life and closer to being fire kindling instead of the wet log. So think of the desires in your life as the sparks that are going to set you ablaze. I'm talking like roaring inferno as the goal. What types of relationships do you want to have? If you're single, what type of partner do you desire? What experiential desires do you have? What material desires do you have? What desires do you have for your business? What people do you want to meet, connect, and learn from? And whatever it is, I want you to visualize it so clearly as if you're there right now. I want you to pair it with the emotion behind it. What would the emotion be of you meeting your soulmate? Of your dream partner? What would the emotion be of meeting this desire in your business? What would the emotion be of moving into your dream home? Pair it with the emotion and visualize this clear as day. And I want you to even layer in things like, not only what does it look like, but what are you wearing? What music's playing? What food is being served? What does it taste like? If you're drinking wine, what varietal are we drinking? How does it taste? Is it dry? Whatever it might be, the more specific you can get, the better off you'll be. And if you've listened to this show for any period of time, you've heard me say this before about visualization. The reason it works is because our subconscious mind does not know the difference between real and imagined experiences. And so our brain, our reticular activating system, will go to work. It's our brain's filter. It will filter out everything that does not match that experience. So visualize all day. And here's the thing. If we go back to these desires being sparks, the sparks cannot set you on fire if you remain bogged down with water. So here is what you can do today to turn yourself into fire kindling that is ready to ignite. If you haven't already, make a vision board for the next 6 months. We already talked about visualization. So my favorite trick for this, go on Pinterest, pin the images you like. You end up with a much better looking board than you do if you cut out from magazines. And if you love looking at it, you're going to visualize that much more and the more likely it will be to come true. I also encourage you and invite you to speak positivity and blessings over yourself, your family, your friends, and your bank account. I invite you to focus only on things that will set you ablaze and to block out anything else. If that means setting boundaries with people who are toxic and drain your energy, do it. If that means outsourcing things that you hate, that you could be paying someone else to do so that you can focus on the zone of genius and the things that make you come alive and that set you on fire, do that. So here is to creating a fire with each of us that burns so bright that it will warm anyone in the vicinity and help them catch on fire too. That is what it's all about. Because when you do this, when you live out your calling, your purpose, your desires, when you become fully expressed or on your way there, you create a double blessing. You create a blessing for you and your own life, your family, your friends, but also anyone else who's watching. They get blessed too because they see what's possible. So go be a trailblazer. Go set yourself on fire. No wet logs up in here. Nope. Leaving it in 2021 and in 2020 with all that crap. 2022, we're going big. So light the match and make it happen. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you back here on Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If today's episode added value to your life in some way, please subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and share it with someone who needs this. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram and hear how the show has inspired you. So tag me or slide into the DMs. Find me at Corporate Dropout Official or Alessia Citro. That's AlessiaCitro and 2 underscores. Until next time, remember that you're a badass. Stay focused, stay hungry, and dare to drop out.